It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. And happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you listening, wherever you might be in the United States or in Canada. To the Great Outdoors Show this morning, I'm going to start off with my longtime friend and frequent guest on the Great Outdoors Show, Doug Nelson of Wolf River Resorts out of Winneconne, Wisconsin. Doug, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, Doug, you and I have known each other now, gosh, 25 years or so, and you were on the air with Bill Cullerton even long before that. And when I think of Memorial Day weekend, I think of the traditional kickoff to summer and commerce and what it means to the outdoor recreation industry. And naturally, I think of you, and you've been such a great ambassador for the outdoor world and the fishing world and the resort world across Wisconsin. And really, you're one of the individuals who makes it possible for so many people to spend time in the great outdoors. Can you tell me a little bit of what the summer recreation season not only means to you, but to the state of Wisconsin, and how we really come into this position between Memorial Day and Labor Day of it being a full pedal to the metal, if you will, for families and individuals to get outside?
Well, what comes to mind for me foremost, spring is when the guys go fishing and they do serious fishing. Fall, they're out seriously hunting and fishing. When it comes to June, July, August, all I think about is what an opportunity to get the kids and the families involved, you know. Somebody wrote an article years ago, said if somebody doesn't take Johnny fishing by the time he's 12, odds are Johnny will never fish the rest of his life. And I think that's pretty true. So as we get into these warm, comfortable summer months, you know, maybe the fishing isn't as good as it is in the spring and the fall, but it doesn't matter. If you can get mom and dad and the three kids out in a boat, and I don't care if they catch sheephead in June or July, as long as the kids are catching something, I just think that's the huge part of the summer is get the families out there. I visit your city, and I got to tell you, it makes me nervous just driving around there. Get out of there, head north for even a weekend, and sit in the boat and talk to your kids, but don't let them take their cell phones and iPads in the boat with them. Otherwise, you can't talk to them.
We talk a lot, and you and I have over the years, and we both built businesses in the outdoor industry, and families. And there is this wonderful book, Last Child in the Woods, that Richard Lewis talking about the disconnect. It's been out several years now. When you sit there at Wolf River Resorts, let's start off with, first of all, what kind of a year has it been for you, and in Wisconsin in general from the fishing world? And then let's move on to some of the things that people can do in Wisconsin in the summer, or just as families in general. Obviously, we have lots of families listening, or have places they go to, or resorts they go to, but we are losing rapidly a generation, now two generations, of individuals who don't understand what it is to feel a tug on the end of a line, or to look at birds, or just generally just appreciate the outdoors and nature. So let's start off, Doug. You're in one of the greatest fishing places in the Midwest. What kind of a year has it been?
We've had surprisingly a great year this year, Charlie. What happens, our whole system, the Lake Winnebago system, is dependent on water. The higher the water, the better the fishing, the better the spawn, the better the fishing will be 4 or 5 years down the road because we had a good spawn. We had walleyes coming through for 6 weeks. We're still catching some walleyes out there. White bass run probably the best we've had in 7-8 years. And we believe the white bass numbers are down, but because of the high water, the strong current, that has brought a lot of fish up rivers. And the cool weather has made the season last a long time. I don't know that it was ever fast and furious any one day, but it lasted 6 weeks instead of lasting 10 days. So far we've had a great season. A little bit about the resort. We've got a 100-year-old resort with cabins, and we remodel them, we fix them, we do whatever we can, but we want to keep that old resort cabin atmosphere. All the resorts in Wisconsin, so many are getting bulldozed. They build fancy cabins, and it makes it unavailable to the average guy who wants to take his family and rent a cabin and catch a dozen fish and fry them up in the pan and show the kids what it's all about. So we're trying to hold on to that as long as we can, and been there 45 years, so I've been hanging out for quite a while, so we'll see how that works.
Well, let's just touch on that for a second, because it appears, whether it's Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and for many of your listeners, you're going to be well familiar with this, the number of resorts, if you will, summer destination lodges, has actually declined a great number as lakefront properties that were resort properties have been sold off for either housing or single houses. So, Doug, is it your impression the actual ability to go to a resort or a lodge such as yours is less today than it was not that long ago?
There's certainly less opportunities out there, and I'm hoping to keep ours alive. My 25-year-old son is helping me run the resort, as is my 6-year-old grandson, and I'm not going to tell you which one I get more work out of from day to day, but we're hoping that they're both going to step into my shoes and keep it going as long as we can. We just enjoy the people that we get here. We've got customers that have been coming here for 40 years. A lot of my customers are the grandchildren of the customers I started with. So I think we've helped a lot of people enjoy the lake and river system that we have here, which is, it's been explained that the Lake Winnebago system is the largest natural fish hatchery in the world. And wow. Nobody's been able to dispute that yet. So we're going to stick with that.
So the Lake Winnebago system, not Winnebago system, it's great for white bass. It's great for walleye. Just before we take a break, talk about the fish species that run through central Wisconsin and why it's one of the world's really great fishing destinations.
Well, we have walleye and white bass are probably our better bread and butter fish. Typically, Lake Winnebago holds most of the fish. They run through us, run through Fremont, spawn up in the New London area. Our sturgeon population is second to none in the world. So just our sturgeon spawn, a lot of times they can witness that, watch those huge fish, along with our bass fishery is picking up tremendously. The zebra mussels have cleaned up the water quite a bit. Smallmouth bass are coming back, and our perch and bluegill numbers are coming back pretty good, and unfortunately, hardly anybody fishes catfish anymore, so we're kind of getting overrun with catfish. So basically, we have all the freshwater species except for trout.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're visiting with Doug Nelson, Walker Resorts at Wetcotton, Wisconsin. I'll come back, Doug. I'm interested, the DNR and the state of Wisconsin are doing something to make fishing in your part of the world more accessible. I understand you're going to have the world's nicest fishing piers pretty soon. And then also, I'd like to talk nationally a little bit about some things, Doug, that you think can be done to help families and individuals get outdoors and enjoy something you and I and our kids have enjoyed all of our lives. We're visiting with Doug Nelson of Wolfer Resorts out of Winnet County, Wisconsin. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago in America, 720 WGN. First, though, a message from our Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. We're visiting with my longtime friend and great operator out of central Wisconsin, Doug Nelson of Wolf River Resorts. And Doug, you were mentioning to me earlier this week, I remember the old fishing pier up there that went over the Wolf River, and you said, well, guess what? We're about to have something that's, well, not necessarily long overdue, maybe well overbuilt, but it's going to be pretty fantastic. And what is happening there is an example for what other communities can do.
What has happened here, they our old bridge that everybody used to fish off from, the famous Winnet County Fishing Bridge, had to be replaced. The DOT replaced it with a large bridge, high bridge, so that we'd have to open it, close it, make fishing from it impractical because of its height. And by way of compensation to the village of Winnet County, the DOT has invested $4 million, build us two of the coolest fishing piers anywhere in the state. They're 220 feet long, they're 24 feet wide, 8 feet off the water, handicapped accessible, handicapped railings, and we're just very excited. They actually poured one of the piers just 2 days ago, going to be completed around the 1st of October. Going to provide easy access for probably about 200 people at a time, could fish off from there. And as we kind of know, every year we have 1 to 2 million walleyes that swim underneath the Winnet County Bridge, along with several million white bass. They cannot get upriver to spawn without swimming through Winnet County. So we're pretty excited, and this is yet another potential for families, kids, the railing be low enough, it'll be a safe structure, and yeah, we're awfully excited about it. If anybody wanted to see the structure, there's a webcam available right on our website. If they go to wolfriverresorts.com, they can click on the website and actually watch them pouring these piers and getting them ready to fish from.
Well, I hope, Doug, that you told them where to put the piers to fish from, so there'll actually be fish that go by them. Because when you're on a bridge, right, every fish has to go under you at some time. When you're on a pier, they don't necessarily have to go under you anymore. They got to go by you. So I hope you told them where to put them.
The piers are in the same place as the old bridge was, and the piers go over a third of the way into the river on both sides. So there's very little room for those fish to slip by without swimming under that pier somewhere. So we got that covered.
I figured, Doug, you would. And I guess with your old bridge going away, Doug, if you got 2 seconds, it's one of the great stories I've ever heard of how you got your granddaughter interested in fishing. For those of you who have young kids or grandchildren, this is a pretty cool story. Take just a moment, Doug. It's also a very funny story. We're going to just take one more moment, one last time to tell this story, but I think it's
I think it's a great indication of what we can do and to how we can just get a little kid hooked on fishing.
Well, when my daughter was 2 years old, she was kind of driving me nuts in the bait shop. We found a little fishing pole and put her on the edge of the dock where I know it wasn't even 7-8 inches deep, but just in case she'd fall in, we had a life jacket on, and she sat there watching the bobber, knowing full well she'd never catch a fish. Well, I had a couple fish that I had caught earlier in the live well, so we distracted her. We hooked the fish on, a nice-sized crappie, and then got all excited, and oh my goodness, she had a fish, and she pulled in the crappie, and we had a couple people on the end of the dock that watched what was happening, and I didn't get a picture of it. So we distracted her again. We grabbed another big black crappie and put it in that pool while she wasn't looking. And oh my goodness, she had a fish, and we got the camera, and we got her all excited and enthused and took pictures, and that was, we were done. We went away. She was all excited. We went over to eat lunch and had to go back to the shop and got back there and realized that the people that were out on the end of the pier where there actually were some fish had packed up all their stuff, and there were two people fishing in 6 inches of water where she had been. They thought maybe that was a secret hot spot, and I didn't have the heart to tell them. They fished there quite a while before they moved back to the end of the dock.
Oh, I just love that story, and I think everyone listening loves that story, guys. But it's what you talked about there. It does go to show, you know, when you're fishing and you see someone else catch a fish, you just can't wait to go over to that spot because you just know that where you're fishing, there aren't any fish. And you're the first person I've ever heard who did that, and had 3 people go fishing 6 inches of water. And to the best of your knowledge, Doug, has anyone ever caught a fish there since?
No, never. And I've been watching it. My daughter's now 45, so for 43 years, nobody's ever caught a fish there. She was the only one. So
on that, we got a couple minutes left. On that thought, if you were giving advice to somebody who said, geez, I've got a neighbor, a grandson, a kid, granddaughter, niece, whatever, and I really just want to see if I could get them interested in fishing, what's the one thing one or two things you'd suggest to them?
Well, the one thing, get them on the water. I mean, we have pontoon boats that make it very easy to get anybody on the water, and try to expose them without taking it like work. I mean, sometimes dad is so intent on the child catching the fish, they spend too much time on the water. Take it easy on the kid. If the fish aren't biting, if he gets bored, don't make him sit in the boat for another 3 hours. Just to expose him to it gradually. Fish with night crawlers, everything bites on night crawlers. You know, they don't care what they catch. I think God made sheephead just to feed walleyes and help get kids addicted to fishing, because they don't care what's tugging on their pole. They just wanted to tug on the pole. And I took my son out to Wyoming, Montana. We went way back in the backwoods, went fishing, and we had a wonderful time. And I said, oh my goodness, isn't this cool? And he said, it is, Dad, but we didn't have to come this far. All you had to do is just take me fishing. And I own a fishing resort, and I hadn't even taken my own son out fishing because I was always too busy. So shame on me. That struck a note. Take some time and take the kid, but don't make him spend the whole day if he don't want to. Work with him. Have a campfire and do some of the other fun stuff intermingled with the fishing, and I think they'll take it from there.
That's a wonderful way, wonderfully well said. So Memorial Day weekend, we kick off summer. I hope all of you listening have a wonderful and safe summer. And if you get a chance, give Doug Nelson at Wolf River Resorts in Winneconne, Wisconsin, a call.
And if you don't, just spend some time outdoors. It's the most rewarding times in my life, and I think probably yours, many of you listening, Doug, is the times we spend with our kids, our grandkids at a young age, watching them get hooked on something that has been so meaningful in all of our lives. So, Doug, thank you for being with me this morning. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.